No Suspicious Circumstances by the Mulgrey Twins. Read by Jane McFarlane. Chapter 1. My closest friends know me as DJ Smith, investigator for Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs Drugs Division. My enemies, I hope, don't know me at all. In my line of work, I try to keep the lowest of profiles, cloaked in secrecy, under wraps, undercover. That's me. For the kind of enemies I make would be glad to see me dead. It's always at the back of my mind. That's why I should have paid more attention to the bellboy with a couple of suitcases on his trolley. I'd summoned the lift to take me down from one of the penthouse suites. A sudden, violent blow on the back slammed me against the stainless steel shaft doors. They shouldn't have opened, but someone had made sure they did. I pitched forward and down. Whoever made the attempt on my life hadn't taken into account the position of the lift, which was at the floor below. So my fall was not the intended 12 stories, but a mere 6 feet. My injuries were a few cuts, bruises, and more than a little shock to the system. I survived, but I can't say the same for my undercover career as leisure hostess come personal shopper. The department were quite good about the fact that I'd screwed up that carefully set up operation. My next assignment was, thankfully, not to Siberia, but to Scotland. Just a routine nose around, Deborah. Treat it as a holiday for you and the cat. It'll be a rest for you, after that last little bit of bother. Jim Orr, my head of section, selected a slim file from the neat stack on his desk.
A bit of bother? I'd almost been killed.